Have you heard about, you know, that sound when you're turning on Netflix and you're getting ready to watch something? There's that sound that's like the ta-dum sound.
Hang on 1 second.
That sound, yes. Okay. So an executive with Netflix said that they almost chose a goat's bleat instead of that ta-dum.
So you're kidding me.
No, I'm not. He says that he thought it was funny. He thought it was quirky. And it would be their version of MGM's Leo the Lion.
Yeah. You know?
But I don't know how they ended up choosing the ta-dum over the goat's bleat. But I think that the goat's bleat would be hilarious. Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, I just...
Do you know who's better at making goat sounds than anybody we know? I don't know if you know that Chris Denham from Elizabethtown Police Department.
He's a goat guy. Well, he used to be.
He used to have goats, but this guy can make goat sounds. I mean, all kinds of them.
Can he now?
Yeah. Like, they make a very specific sound, like when they're happy, like if you're rubbing their little belly, like a puppy.
Okay.
Goats love that. And Chris makes this sound. It's almost a chattering sound. And it's fascinating. As a matter of fact, one time, I don't know that this is true, but I heard that there was a guy hiding behind a shed on a farm. And they were able to get him out because Chris started doing a billy goat call. And the guy thought there was a mean billy goat going to come and butt him. So he ran out and said, "I give." Because it's probably easier to imitate a goat than it is to imitate a dog barking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I don't really know what you're saying.
Chris Denham, goat calling specialist.
The goat whisperer.
Maybe they could have recorded him for the Netflix thing.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
You get like a royalty every time it plays.
Hi, I'm Chris Denham. Ah!